Lesson 122. I used to, I am used to, accustomed, bring up. I used to go to the cinema every Saturday means I was in the habit of going to the cinema every Saturday, but I don't go now. Whilst I am used to cold weather means I am accustomed to cold weather, perhaps because I was born and brought up in a cold country. What's the difference between these two sentences? I used to wash in cold water every morning, and I am used to washing in cold water every morning.
The difference between these two sentences is that I used to wash in cold water every morning means I was in the habit of washing in cold water every morning, but I do not do it now. Whilst I am used to washing in cold water every morning means I am accustomed to washing in cold water every morning, and so I do not suffer from having to do it.
What do I mean when I say I used to see Charles quite a lot in the old days?
When you say you used to see Charles quite a lot in the old days, you mean you quite often saw Charles in the past, but not now.
What do I mean when I say I am used to hard work?
When you say you are used to hard work, you mean you're accustomed to hard work, perhaps because you have worked hard for many years and so do not suffer from it anymore.
Did you used to attend this school last year? Is an African used to hot weather?
Yes, an African is used to hot weather.
Why?
Because Africa is a hot country, and if a man is born and brought up there, he ought to be used to hot weather.
Notice the differences in the two kinds of sentences. 1. I used to go. I used to live. I used to read. And 2. I am used to going. I am used to living. I am used to reading. I am used to cold weather. I am used to him. We use the word get, meaning become or grow, with to be used to form the different tenses. For example, I got used to sleeping with my window open. I am getting used to sleeping with my window open. I shall get used to sleeping with my window open. Give me a past, present, and future example of the use of the word get with to be used to, please.
He soon got used to living alone. He is getting used to living alone. He will soon get used to living alone.
Sake, benefit. When arguing with someone, do you ever suddenly agree with him just for the sake of peace and quiet? What does a woman mean when she says to her husband, John, dear, I do wish you'd stop smoking. Won't you stop, just for my sake?
When a woman says to her husband, John, dear, I do wish you'd stop smoking. Won't you stop, just for my sake? She means she is asking him to stop, not for his own benefit, but for hers, as it would give her pleasure to see him stop.
Spell, mixed up, humour. B-O-O-K. What am I doing?
You're spelling the word book.
Spell the word ashtray, please.
A-S-H-T-R-A-Y.
Which word am I spelling all mixed up? U-R-H-O-U-M.
You're spelling the word humour all mixed up.
Correct. Formal, informal, dress. Who corrects your dictations?
I correct my dictations myself.
How can we correct our mistakes in our pronunciation?
We can correct our mistakes in our pronunciation by listening and speaking more carefully.
What is the correct dress for a formal party?
The correct dress for a formal party is a dark suit, white shirt, dark shoes, etc.
What dress does one wear for an informal party?
One can wear anything one wishes for an informal party.
In business, what do we mean by making a formal offer?
In business, by making a formal offer, we mean making a definite offer and not just a suggestion.
Master, mistress, boss, schoolmaster, probable, masterpiece. In the past, the man or woman a servant worked for was called the servant's master or mistress. These days, it is more probable that we would call him or her the servant's employer or boss. What do we call the man or woman a servant works for?
We call the man or woman a servant works for the servant's master or mistress.
Would you like to be a schoolmaster or mistress? When discussing painting, whom do we mean when we talk about the old masters?
When discussing painting and we talk about the old masters, we mean painters like Rembrandt, Michelangelo, etc.
Can you name me one of Shakespeare's masterpieces?
Yes, I can name you one of Shakespeare's masterpieces, Hamlet.
How long do you think it would take you to master another foreign language, or the game of golf, etc.? So, and its many uses. So that, so as, and so on, and so, so many, so far as, do it so, solve, Mr. So-and-so. The word so has many different uses. The following sentences will serve as examples of how it is used. 1. You must read it again so that you will remember it well, means in order that. 2. Come early so as to get a good seat, means in order to. 3. During the weekend we go to the theatre, the cinema, a game of football, and so on, means etc. Tell me the meaning of these sentences without using the word so. I will show you where the key is kept so that you will not have to ask me the next time.
I will show you where the key is kept in order that you will not have to ask me the next time.
We wore very light clothes so as not to suffer from the heat.
We wore very light clothes in order not to suffer from the heat.
Everybody was at the party. John, Mary, Richard, and so on.
Everybody was at the party. John, Mary, Richard, etc.
4. They were very cheap, and so I bought two of them, means, and that is why, or, and the result was. 5. I never realized there were so many people in this place, means, such a large number or quantity. 6. I have not made a mistake in my dictation so far, means, to this moment. Tell me the meaning of these sentences without using the word so. I had no money for the bus, so I walked home.
I had no money for the bus, and the result was that I walked home.
I never thought there was so much money in the world.
I never thought there was such a large quantity of money in the world.
I have not had an accident in my car so far.
I have not had an accident in my car up to now.
7. So far as I know, they left yesterday, means, as regards my knowledge of the situation. 8. Don't do it like that, do it so, means, in such a way. 9. Go and ask Mr. So-and-so. He will probably be able to help you. Means, I don't know his name or can't think of it at the moment. Tell me the meaning of these sentences without using the word so. So far as I am concerned, the problem is solved.
As regards myself, the problem is solved.
Don't move an inch. Stand just so.
Don't move an inch. Stand in such a way.
Begin the letter, dear Mr. So-and-so.
Begin the letter, dear Mr. Whoever it is.
Praise. What is the danger of praise, and what's the good thing about it?
The danger of praise is that too much praise can make people think they are better than they really are, whilst a little praise can give people the necessary push to do better.
Hinder. What does a mother do when her child hinders her in her work?
A mother scolds her child when he hinders her in her work.
Loan. Is it easy to get a loan of money? Moreover. Give me a sentence with the word moreover.
The trial was not a proper trial, and, moreover, I'm of the opinion that the prisoner was not guilty.
What does the word moreover mean?
The word moreover means besides, further, in addition.
Toe. Are all your toes the same length?
No, all my toes aren't the same length. My big toe, for example, is longer than the others.
Idiom 25. Kill two birds with one stone equals to do two things at the same time and so save time and energy. For example, if we go to the station and ask about the train times for tomorrow and at the same time buy you a new shirt from the shop on the corner, we can kill two birds with one stone. What does the idiom to kill two birds with one stone mean?
The idiom to kill two birds with one stone means to do two things at the same time and so save time and energy.
Give me an example, please.
If I can find the book I need for school at the library at the same time as I go to change your library books, I shall be killing two birds with one stone.